Is your website pretty?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast. I'm Mark Boyd. And this is Andrew Gaiman. He is one of our premier programmers at Mind Development and Design. I get to work with him every day. He gets to put up with my horrible puns during the day. We are the elder statesmen of Mind, wouldn't you say that?
That's correct, yeah. You're the oldest.
We remember when this first came out. Crystal Pepsi. And I think you said you remembered where you were.
Yeah, I can remember being a student at Bloomsburg University. I can remember trying Crystal Pepsi for the first time in my kitchen in my off-campus apartment at Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania.
That brings back a lot of memories, huh?
It does.
Grunge was in fashion.
Yes, it was.
And of course, everything had to be clear back then, because if it was clear, there was like this tendency towards clear everything. You know, that was when... That was really when bottled water came into fashion. It's like,
probably
okay,
about the same time.
Wow, yeah. We got to do something to compete with water. So let's take the artificial coloring out of our soda. So anyway, Andrew and I are the elder statesmen at Mind who remember when Crystal Pepsi first came out. And it's been popping up around, Turkey Hill, Sheets, Giant, everywhere around in Lancaster. And I love the stuff. And Andrew and I got to talking about it last week. And I think, I can't remember if you first brought up that it didn't quite taste like regular Pepsi or what, but did you find that it tasted different?
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of the things I remember about trying Crystal Pepsi for the first time was my expectation was this is going to be exactly like Pepsi, but clear, and it tasted off to me. I was a big soda drinker at the time. I drank a lot of Pepsi. When I tasted Crystal Pepsi, I was like, this is not the same.
Now, did you like it, though, for what it was?
No, I mean, it was fine, but it wasn't Pepsi, and it wasn't unique enough to be something that I would go out of my way to buy again. So, no. If it tasted exactly like Pepsi, yeah.
So you think that you could tell the difference between Crystal Pepsi and regular Pepsi? I don't know if I can.
I know I could at the time.
Okay.
That was 22 years ago.
So we're going to see 22 years later.
Or 23.
Or 23. Just if you can tell the difference between Crystal Pepsi and regular Pepsi. I'm going to take the blind taste test, too. And I don't have the bandanas. I really probably could have taken a break and gotten them. So we're going to close our eyes for this. You're just going to have to trust us. And just squint into the video, and you can see that we really are not peeking. So if you're going to, do you want to take it first, or do you want me to take it first?
I'll go first.
I mean, you put me on the spot. I'm the one mouthing off over here.
Yeah, I'll close my eyes now.
Okay. And see, I'm going to talk while I do this because something you all don't know about Andrew, he is a different breed of cat. He knows his cats. And see, I'm one who believes that, you know, you've heard psychologists say that as people live together or married together for a long period of time, they begin to resemble one another, and that the same is supposedly true with pets. I think that, you know, somebody like Andrew, who's a cat lover, might actually begin to pick up senses like the cat and might have a better sense of hearing, perhaps. So I don't want him to be able to identify one from the other ahead of time by the fizz, which is why I'm talking incessantly over it. So, with eyes closed, I'm going to shuffle these around.
Oh, goody.
These are the good crystal glasses, too, so he's going to get the finest taste experience.
You got to have crystal to drink Crystal Pepsi.
That's right.
Now, so, where am I?
Right here.
Okay.
This will be your first
one. If I
one.
Spill one on my shirt, I hope it's Crystal Pepsi.
I'm
okay,
not
this
telling.
Is my first one. Okay. I'll put that down. Do I have to?
Okay, so you ready for the second one?
That's taste one, okay.
That's taste one, okay. There's
Maybe
your
you should have a palate cleanser.
Second one.
Yeah, you can taste they're different. Now, which one's which? You know, what's funny is I don't drink soda anymore, but I would say the first one is regular Pepsi.
You would be correct, sir. And the second one was indeed Crystal Pepsi.
And they do not taste alike.
So you can tell a definite difference.
I can definitely tell the difference.
Because I have, ever since we discussed this, I have not gone through this because it's like I want to be surprised and see if I can tell the difference. So,
great.
So now we're going to see if I can handle it.
Eyes closed.
So
ready
you could
to go.
So you could tell a definitive difference between the two.
Yes.
23 years
absolutely.
Later.
Absolutely. The second one tasted sweeter to me, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just not like that Pepsi taste that I remember. Not quite. It was a little off. Now I'll try to filibuster the way you did. So you, well, just, you may also have skills.
Just the fact that
being
you
able to detect fizz.
Just the fact that you used the word filibuster, I like that.
Great. Okay. Now I'm going to...
Sounds like a new KFC bucket.
I will mix these glasses around. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay,
I will hand this to you.
I can hear you going back to the left that time. Doesn't tell me anything.
Back
but,
into the left?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Now, do you think you already know?
No,
don't say yet, but... Or are you still not sure?
I could not make a definitive decision yet.
Okay. This is number two. Got it? Going back for two sips. Needs two sips to decide.
See, you only needed one. You got me beat already. I would say is regular Pepsi, and the first one was Crystal.
That is correct.
It is.
Fantastic.
So all these years later, high five. 23 years later, we still know our Pepsi. Now, I was given a piece of information that I was not allowed to look at until now, and. The difference in the flavors is Crystal Pepsi allegedly has a hint of lime flavor in it.
Really?
Yeah. I have not looked this up.
Has that always been the case, or is that a new thing?
Allegedly. Allegedly, it's always been the case. Now,
interesting
thing, too, we were talking about last week, is that Coca-Cola was none too happy that Crystal Pepsi was popular. I mean, it was gaining in popularity and market share back then. They created, if any of you remember Tab, the worst diet soda ever, but at the time that it first came out, it was all you had if you wanted diet soda, sweetened with saccharin. Mmm, yum, yum. Coca-Cola decided that they were going to create Tab Clear to create market confusion with consumers. This is true. You can look this up online. They created Tab Clear purposely to confuse people and to kill off the Crystal Pepsi brand, knowing full well they were going to kill off both brands because they knew Tab Clear didn't taste good, and they succeeded. They came out with Tab Clear. It created marketing confusion, and it cut into Crystal Pepsi's market share, and both brands were dead within about 6 to 8 months. But thanks to change.org, and 37,000 signatures, it's making a comeback. So are you going to consume Crystal Pepsi, or is it
no.
merely a novelty at this point?
No, it's mere novelty today.
Novelty, you're
no,
not impressed.
Not impressed.
Well, thanks for tuning into the podcast this week. We hope this has been well worth your time, and we'll see you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.